And we are joined in studio this morning, this lovely, lovely morning here on 2SER 107.3 by one of my favourite people to have in the studio. Her name is Dr. Liz Giuffre. She is 2SER's incredible archivist and knower of all things. Liz, good morning.
Good morning. I don't know that that's true, but we'll take it.
We'll take it. I'm getting a desk like plate made up for you. It's going to be great.
Awesome.
So Liz is here for our deep dive in the 2SER archive segment. What's been happening is Liz has been going through the dozens of boxes.
46 boxes and counting.
46 of them we had in our basement dungeon, extraordinarily creepy understation situation.
The understation situation.
Yeah,
there we go.
That's the one, right? I think we're going to stick with that. So Liz has been going through all these boxes of archival material for our 40th birthday, and each week she comes in with a new little gem for us to explore as we go back through the four decades of 2SER. Liz, you have something I'm very curious about this morning.
So this is a box labelled Old Sony Recorders.
Okay.
And when you open it up you see, well, I guess the technology and the history of how 2SER worked in the field. So we've got these like little, they're little kits, you know, in the field kits.
Yeah.
Various stages of technology, high-end, low-end.
It was
all in the end. This is what's really, really interesting about this too, is you can see this is 2SER going through the process from analog to digital.
Mm.
So there's some that are tape recorders with tape kind of kit and rolling, you know, the little rolly numbers that happen with analog tape, as opposed to all the way through to mini discs, if you remember a mini disc that's proper digital.
Yeah.
So these kits, I think there's five kits. I'm not sure if we've got all the right numbers here. I'm just going through. But basically what's lovely about them is they're named. All of the pieces have been branded. Somebody's got their little white Sharpie out and just said, this is us. They've got names on them. They've got the 2SER phone number, all of that kind of stuff. So
if
that
lost,
when
please return.
That's right. Yes. Please look after my bear. You know, that type of thing, little Paddington Bear style. So I think there's one that's actually even etched in 2SER. It kind of looks like, you know, the kind of technology somebody would have used with a little compass to write your boyfriend and girlfriend's name in your arm. It's that kind of level of, you know,
gorgeous.
Love. It's that level of love.
It's that level of love. Yeah. I love that there's even some old headphones in there as well.
Yes. To say that they've stood the test of time is not true. unfortunately, they're a little bit worse for wear.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really, really interesting about this, there's a couple of microphones in here too, also been etched out. What I love about the mini disc is there is the instructions still crumpled and looks unread.
That no one would have ever read.
Nobody read, but it was good to know they were there. So what's really interesting about this, I think, is again it shows how 2SER staff went out in the field and how we kind of captured Sydney around us, Greater Sydney, the community around us. So it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't just what happens in studio. It was, you know, who knows how many events these things went to? Who knows
what they saw?
Exactly. Well, who they heard.
Yeah.
What they heard. You know what I mean? So what would be really great is to kind of try and carbon date them roughly around the technology time to say, when was this released? And then let's be generous. This is community radio. How much past its use-by date was this used, you know? Let's have a little bit of a guess. I'd really love to, maybe we could do, you know, closer to the birthday. I'd love to fire them up, see if they still work. So that'd be super interesting to find out. Yeah.
If you've got any photos at home as well, we're going to pop photos of these pieces of equipment up online after the show this morning. So 2SER.com, you can look at all of our 40th birthday content there. If you used one of these, tell us.
Oh, yeah. And if they had any quirks, that's the thing. I remember I was using mini discs and the old school, the mini DAT tapes when I was learning all my audio stuff back in the day, and they just, you know, they've all got a little thing that you know that you've just got to avoid. So if any of that, if you remember any of that too, that'd
was
be great
the button
to know.
Sticky
was exactly
the tape reel notorious for eating tape, like what were the quirks of these machines. My favorite is the big-ish duffel bag that we've got here with Sony number 4 on it, and it's got a tape player recorder inside it.
Yes.
Oh, that just is – it looks like that bag has seen a lot.
Well, yeah, and with Sony – Sony number 4 is a bit frayed around the edges, quite literally. The thing too, I guess, is also remembering, you know, if these went to rallies, if these went to protests, if these went to, I don't know, elections or gigs or whatever – Is there beer that went on top of them? Oh, is there elements? Like what, you know, how much rain did this go through? Let's not think too hard about what else it might have put up with. No. So, you know, again, what's so lovely about these is artifacts. Obviously, yeah. we've got much better recording technology now. Mm. These are probably, I mean, you know, your mobile phone probably gets better audio quality out.
For sure.
You know, these days, depending on which of these we're talking about. But, you know, your mobile phone's not going to tell a story like these do. No. It's not going to evoke a lot of memories.
Scratches and chips, or maybe it does.
Maybe it does.
Not like this.
No, that's
There's
right.
There's not a 2SER sticker on the side of one
no,
of these.
No, no, you're not going to etch your name into the back of your mobile, are you?
Oh, my God.
I mean, maybe you will, but you know.
No.
Yeah.
No, I will not be. I paid a lot of money for this phone. It's never getting touched. It's not even getting scratched. This is beautiful. I love this so much. This is, it's really fun to pick up and play with as well. It's like that really physical thing that you can transport yourself back with.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. How many of these were broken? This is, I can see on one of these, it says number 11.
Yeah. You wonder too, like if they did, because these wouldn't have been light.
Mm-mm.
So if you're traveling, you know, you're not going to be happy about it.
Old trains and buses.
Yeah.
And
what type of noise did these make when you dropped them?
Oh.
You know, we're not going to show you or let you hear right now. No. But, you know, I mean, yeah, how much repair work went into this? Yeah.
Well, how much did our poor techies have to cry about these?
That's right.
Oh, I love these. This is the first kind of piece of equipment that we've had from the days gone by too. So it's really exciting. As I said, we're going to pop photos online at the end of the show. Check them out. It is a throwback to a really, really interesting day. I think this is great. This is great. Liz, thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thank you.